The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation. Raider Nation, how are you doing? Eddie Pascal, and thank you for hanging out with us in the fifth quarter presented by Twitch. And man, we are really excited about the show that we're going to have this week and next week. It is going to be me and your boy Q from Raider Nation Radio here in Las Vegas, breaking down all things that we saw on the field from the Silver and Black. And today, we are going to chop up everything that we saw from the Raiders taking on the Rams at SoFi Stadium. I hope you guys enjoy.
The game is over, but we're just getting started. You're listening to The Fifth Quarter, presented by Twitch on the Raiders Podcast Network.
And here we go. Raiders post-game show as the Raiders come away with a 34-17 victory over the Rams in preseason game number two. And again, welcome into the Raiders post-game show with Eddie Pascal. I'm Q Myers. And Eddie, 34-17, two up, two good for the Silver and Black. And I don't know, man, I keep trying to not get too far ahead of myself and realize what's going on as far as preseason action. And so far, head coach Josh McDaniels is now 6-0 in the preseason in his career with the Silver and Black. And I know the records don't matter, but it feels like something is happening with this team.
It's so funny you say that. I was literally texting a mutual friend of ours during the game. I said, listen, I'm the biggest believer in you can't overhype the preseason. If it looks great, if it looks bad, stay even keel.
Right.
And I texted our friend. I said, that said, am I getting ahead of myself? And I was talking about Aiden O'Connell, who I'm sure you and I will talk about here in a little bit.
Right.
But man, I think you said it perfectly, right? It feels like something is coming. And if you're a fan of this team, especially after how the end of last season went, you want a little optimism. You want a little excitement. You want to feel good about the 53 guys that are going to hit the field in just a few weeks against the Denver Broncos. And through 2 weeks of the preseason, Q, put it in big, bold letters,
right,
you have to feel pretty good.
You do. And it's more than the outcome. It's more than the points. It's more than, you know, wins and losses. It's the energy.
That's
what I noticed first.
Yeah, it looks.
It does. It looks different, right? And again, I'm not trying to get anyone, I'm not trying to sell anyone a bill of goods. I'm not trying to tell someone to punch their ticket to, you know, Vegas for the Super Bowl. I'm not trying to do any of that. But it just feels different from what I've seen for years from a distance and from up close.
You know, I think a big thing for us is we've talked a lot in the studio over the past 2 weeks about, okay, what do you want to take out of this preseason? And what you want to take, number one, is guys to stay healthy. That is the biggest thing that you can come out of these three games, stay healthy. But the thing number two for me is just like knock things off the checklist, right? Have it look the way it's supposed to look. Have it feel the way that it's supposed to feel. Have your rookie quarterback go out there and in this case, not look like a rookie quarterback.
Right.
But have Jimmy Garoppolo go out there for one series, go 4-for-4, look confident, look poised, look like he knows what he's doing in this offense, because he very much does. But regardless of the score, right, regardless of if the Raiders win by 50 or they lose by 50, mm-hmm. you want to just feel good about what you've seen on the field. And through two games, that's exactly what's happened.
Exactly. And we were talking with Jason Horowitz in the pregame show, and he said the Raiders want in this game, especially from the first team, from Jimmy Garoppolo and the starters, to do exactly what the Giants did yesterday, which was have that first drive, go right down the field, look like a machine, and get into the end zone. Well, what did the Raiders do? They went right down the field, looked like a machine, and got into the end zone and had a lot of contributions from many different players. And like you said, Jimmy G, 4-for-4 on the drive, looked very comfortable.
You know, at the end of that drive, Q, I was like, all right, I'm good.
Right.
Wrap it up.
Right.
You know, I know this is now the second preseason game with just the three. It's typically your dress rehearsal.
Right.
But from what you see from Jimmy, you see four attempts. He's good on all four. He looks confident. He looks poised. He's getting guys to the line of scrimmage. He's calling out protections. I'm good.
Right.
I'll see you week one, Jimmy. And
right.
It remains to be seen if we'll see him next weekend in Dallas. But, you know, what you wanted to see from today, and I don't know about you, but I was a little surprised when we saw him come out there
right.
For that first series. And obviously it worked out and everything looked the way it looked, like we were saying. But to see him kind of just check things off the checklist, mm-hmm. that's all you want, and it's exactly what he did.
Exactly. And, you know, the other thing about this game, you know, Jimmy gets the start, and there's no Colton Miller, right? Jermaine Illuminor is playing the left tackle spot. Thayer Mumford's playing the right. There's no Dylan Parham. I'm thinking, okay, I don't know if I really want to put Jimmy behind the line that I'm still trying to work out and figure out if this is going to be good or not. But they looked good.
Yeah, and I think we have to give the line. We got to stop there and give the line a ton of credit,
absolutely.
Especially that first unit, right?
Yep.
And I think that there's one guy tonight that I was excited to see for a variety of reasons, but I think he played really well, is Jermaine Illuminor, right? Seeing Jermaine out there on the left side because without Colton, and seeing what he can do in kind of that swing tackle position, because let's not forget Brandon Parker now, unfortunately done for the season.
Right.
Checking boxes, doing what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, absolutely. He's Eddie Pascal. I'm Q Myers. Allegiant, the official airline of the Las Vegas Raiders. Low fares, nonstop flights. Book now only at Allegiant.com. Coming up with more, we got more thoughts on the Raiders' 34-17 victory over the Rams, a preseason game number 2. You're listening to the Las Vegas Raiders Radio Network. That's 855-4JUST-WIN. This is the Raiders postgame show. The Silver and Black come away with a 34-17 victory over the LA Rams with Eddie Pascal. I'm Q Myers. And Eddie, we talked about Jimmy G, and it was nice to see him out there for one drive just to get a little bit of a sweat. He hadn't played football in quite a while, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it had been since November since he had been in some game action. So to get him out there, it was nice to see. But I think all of Raider Nation, which I wouldn't have said this 2 weeks ago, I think all Raider Nation was waiting to see what Aiden O'Connell was going to look like, and he didn't disappoint.
That's crazy. Like, you hit the nail on the head, too, where if I say 2 weeks ago, man, we're going to be waiting with bated breath to see what Aiden O'Connell does in the second preseason game. But you're 100% right, man, where what he did last week at Allegiant Stadium, mm-hmm. what he did is he came out, and candidly, I think he surprised a lot of people. I don't know if he surprised a lot of people here in this building,
right?
But
clearly, they're a little smarter than we are,
100%.
Right?
100%. But the Eddies and the Qs and the Rays and the fan base, he surprised them. So to see what he did today, where he follows up a really good performance last week, and he does it again this week. He goes 11 of 18, 163 yards, 2 touchdowns, and looked even more calm, even more poised, even more in command, mm-hmm. especially in the red zone. I mean, he's got something. I don't know what it is, but he got something.
You know, the funny thing about it is, normally after games, I get to go down to the locker room. I'm not doing the post-game show, right? This is JT doing it. So I would love to be in the locker room right now and ask him about his first pass when he got in. Because he clearly throws the ball out of bounds with Trey Tucker wide open. And all I could imagine, and look, I've never been in a position like Aiden O'Connell, but you know when it's that this guy's wide open and the only thing you have to do is get the ball there. Mm-hmm. I feel like he had that moment where he's like, oh, wow, this is going to be huge, and just sailed it out of bounds. You know, then calmed down after that.
We were laughing in the studio kind of during the course of the game where he kind of just had this demeanor to him where, mm-hmm. It's the second preseason game, and the history books are not going to remember what happened on this Saturday night. But he was going out there, and he was slanging that thing, man.
He
was saying, you know what? I'm here. I'm in charge. This is my time to shine. Hey, you know, we'll run the ball when I say we want to run the ball.
Right.
He was out there in command of this offense, very much looking, I assume, what Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels wanted him to look.
Yeah, and the thing is, what really stood out to me, I mean, the yards are great. The touchdown passes are great. But the placement of the ball, especially at certain times, like there's a pass to Keelan Cole where he doesn't lead him into the defender to get hit really hard. He kind of settles him down, makes him basically throttle down, right, and get the catch. Then outside to Trey Tucker, Tucker had it. And then there's the touchdown pass into the end zone to Sims where it's just like a perfectly placed ball. The ball placement from Aiden O'Connell to me was exceptional.
And that last touchdown as well to Wilkerson. I mean,
was
that you
back
couldn't
in the end zone,
I mean, you could not have put that ball, and credit to Cam Wilkerson for coming down Christian Wilkerson for coming down with that one. I mean, you could not have put the ball any better. That was just in terms of what you want to see in a second preseason game. Wrap that up, give me that 30 seconds, put a bow on it, and say, hey, this is what it's supposed to be. Because, I mean, O'Connell was, to your point, putting the ball exactly where it needed to go, and he was helping his guys out. Like, he was making them look good tonight, and that's your job.
Exactly. I'll tell you, I mean, from last Sunday, after the Raiders played the 49ers, all week long, I was ready to see more Aiden O'Connell, and I promise you,
more O'Connell.
Right.
I mean, O'Connell.
I would not have said that a couple weeks ago, but here we are, and now I guarantee you, after this performance, everyone's waiting for next week. But,
100%.
See what he could do.
Because, I mean, you would think, conventional wisdom would suggest we're probably not going to see a ton of Jimmy next week Dallas, right?
For sure.
You probably don't see a ton of Brian Hoyer either. So you say, hey, is it the O'Connell and Garber show again? Like, let's see what these guys got. And I think the biggest compliment we could give Aiden O'Connell is that people are going to care what happens next Saturday in Dallas,
yep.
because they're going to want to see what this kid does for his third attempt of the preseason. And like, we can be honest, like a lot of the big dogs don't play in the third or in the final preseason mm-hmm. game, I should say, whether you're the Raiders, you're the Chiefs, whoever you are, like mm-hmm. that's just not how things go in the NFL. But the fact that Aiden O'Connell is going to have people locked in saying, all right, let's sit around around the TV on a Saturday night. Let's bring the kids around and watch Aiden O'Connell go to work.
Right.
That is, and I mean this in all sincerity. That is the biggest compliment you can give this rookie.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong at all. He's Eddie Pascal. I'm Q Myers. And I have a feeling that a lot of Raider Nation is going to want to talk about Aiden O'Connell as well at 855-458-7894. That's 855-4JUST-WIN, the Raiders postgame show. Lois Cali Raider, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Q?
Chilling.
Hey, man. Man, so you know what? I love the way our defense played. I called in your radio show about these guys wrapping up and getting these picks, and they did absolutely wrap this game, you know. Aiden O'Connell played magnificent. He actually looked more comfortable out there than Hoyer did, which is a good thing, you know what I mean? But I also like that sack that David Ibukagoha got at the end, too. That really pumped me up, man. It was a good game for the Raiders. Go Raiders, man.
Thank you for the call, my man. And, yeah, defense is definitely something that the Raiders have been paying a lot of attention to and focusing in on working on a lot in training camp and through the first two preseason games. And I think there's still room to clean up some areas. There, you know, the tackling I thought was good. There was a few, you know, mistakes here and there. But for the most part, I feel like the defense is turning that corner as well. And, of course, that's led by Max Crosby.
Yeah, and Max out there doing his thing in limited reps tonight. But it was good to see their defense come in, do their thing.
But
and
he's
again,
also cheering for his guys,
100%,
right? And that's big.
And I think Horowitz and the crew did a great job on the broadcast tonight making note of that. They're like, hey, I don't know if anyone's having more fun out there tonight than Max Crosby.
No, I don't think so. And that's the kind of leadership that the Raiders need. They need that kind of guy like Max Crosby. In support of the Lahaina community and surrounding areas affected by the fires, the Las Vegas Raiders Foundation has donated $100,000 to the Hawaii Community Foundation and is encouraging that you too can contribute by ordering a custom cotton t-shirt in tribute to Maui from raiders.com/shop, with net proceeds going to the Maui Strong Fund. As residents of Hawaii's Ninth Island in Las Vegas and across Raider Nation, our hearts break for those impacted by the Maui wildfires. Thank you. More of your calls on the way, 855-458-7894. You're listening to the Las Vegas Raiders Radio Network.
Wilkerson in motion. He sets on the right side. Hoyer play action. Dumps it across the middle. Wilkerson has it. Big gain off to the left side as he's pushed out of bounds. Raider crowd here, Raider friendly crowd, happy as they move the chains. That'll be a first down for the Silver and Black, a gain of 18 yards on the play.
That first down highlight is brought to you by America First Credit Union. America First Credit Union's first down for the hometown, where America First will donate $100 to a local charity for every Raiders first down inside Allegiant Stadium this season. This is the Raiders postgame show with Eddie Pascal. I'm Q Myers. And Eddie, the one thing about this Raiders team that we saw this evening was a lot of going the length of the field, right? That's something that we know Josh McDaniels, from what we saw last year, wants to do. He wants to be able to have that ball control. It's not always about hitting the big home run. It's about, you know, getting the first down, moving the chains. They consistently did that from the jump, from the very first drive with Jimmy G to the very last drive with Aiden O'Connell.
Yeah, I saw someone, and I forget who it was, one of the national writers that tweeted out after that first Jimmy drive, or the only Jimmy drive,
yeah,
I should say, but he goes, he tweeted out Jimmy's line, which is 4-for-4, you know, 13 yards. He goes, look, the 49ers had won a lot of games doing just that with Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And so you look at what Jimmy did, and granted, in a small sample size,
right,
but he was able to get the team in out of the huddle. He was able to move them along the field. Now, they're the long shots that we saw from Aiden O'Connell. Now, we didn't necessarily those, but I mean, he was a guy who was in control and, like, to your point, moving up and down the field. And we've talked so much about, and you and I have had this conversation a million times, about the Raiders being better in the red zone. And that is exactly what they were tonight.
Yeah, they were. And, you know, it's that first drive with Jimmy was 5 minutes, right? Last week, the first drive with Aiden O'Connell against the Niners was about 5+ minutes.
And I'll have to go back and check, but I feel like we haven't had a lot of three and outs
right
in this first two games.
No, there hasn't been. There's been a lot of, like I said, good possessions. The only time that the offense has stalled out is when there's been a penalty that slowed them down.
Yeah.
Right? Some kind, and there really hasn't been too many penalties. Another pretty good preseason where they're pretty penalty-free.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you talk about what has kind of hamstrung this offense, to put it in air quotes, through two games. It's the self-inflicted stuff, right?
Right.
I mean, it's the drop that, you know, receiver X should have had, or, mm-hmm, you know, the ill-timed penalty. But really, this offensive unit as a whole, from the one all the way down to the threes and the fours, they really have looked very in control and very purposeful with what they're doing.
Taking your calls at 855-458-7894. That's 855-4-JUST-WIN. Let's go out to Northern Cali. Let's talk to our guy, Chris. Welcome to the postgame show.
Hey, man. Long-time Raider fan. I've been listening to you guys my whole life. I'm glad to be on the show. Listen, I just want to give a shout-out to our defense, getting after the quarterback, causing turnovers, and just creating havoc, man. I love what I'm seeing out of the defense. The offense looks so fluid, and everything seems like it's clicking. But, I mean, it's kind of how it was last year, right? Like, with the preseason, like, I don't know if I trust this right now. But, listen, I mean, I'm glad what I'm seeing. Everything's we're looking good out there so far, for sure.
Right on, Chris. Appreciate the call, my man. And, yeah, I mean, things are looking going in the right directions. I keep trying to say, Eddie, cautiously optimistic,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think Chris hit the nail on the head with the sentiment of the fan base where he goes,
right,
you're not quite sure how to feel because it is only the preseason, yep, and you're trying not to get too excited and too into it and too, oh, man, there's certain cooking in Las Vegas. But, I mean, what you've seen through 2 weeks, even if you're the most cautiously optimistic Raiders fan out there, you have to be like, hey, they're looking the way that we expected them to look.
Well, you know what Lincoln Kennedy always tells me, Q, there's nothing ever wrong with winning a game.
Mm-mm.
Whatever game it is, it doesn't matter. It's nothing wrong with winning. And so far, the Raiders have won the first two preseason games, and they've looked pretty good doing it.
And they've won both of them convincingly.
That's what I'm saying. They're looking pretty good doing it, and that I could appreciate. And you just hope that they continue to do what they're doing, and that goes all the way to week one, where they travel to Denver to take on the Broncos. Raiders football is powered by Cox, proud partner of the Las Vegas Raiders. We have head coach Josh McDaniels. He's meeting with the media. We will hear from him next. Here, you're listening to Raiders Football.
Raiders Post Game Live is taking your calls now at 855-4-JUST-WIN. That's 855-458-7894. We want to hear your thoughts. Call us now.
Back here on the Post Game Show, the Raiders wrap up preseason game number 2, 34-17 victory over the Rams with Eddie Pascal. I'm Q Myers. We've given you our thoughts. We've heard from you. What did the head coach of the Silver and Black think of the performance? Let's go back to SoFi Stadium and hear from head coach Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, you know, you always go through that conversation in your head every year, and you know, we just felt like it was with a number of new faces, number of guys that were basically going to play their first regular season game together. That we'd like to go ahead and get that feeling, you know, kind of that feeling you have in your stomach on a normal game day, you know, in the regular season, kind of get some of that out of the way today, you know, and go through a normal pregame preparation, understanding that you were going to play, you're going to suit up. It's different when you know you can get hit and when you're bringing people to the ground, as opposed to practice when you're not really doing that. So, I think, you know, just making that decision as a staff, as an organization with Dave, I thought our players had a great mindset about it, wanted to come out and do it and do it right. And, you know, I thought, you know, I'm sure and everything wasn't perfect, but we were able to get them in there, get them communicating together, get in the huddle, look each other in the eyes, you know, play, a drive offensively with those guys and handful of snaps defensively, same thing. So, just, you know, thought it was the best thing for our team.
There was a throw that Jimmy threw to Jacoby where someone was barreling down on him and got him right back. I mean, I know that that's happened a million times in his career, but just to have it happen again,
sure,
is that beneficial?
Yeah. I mean, look, I think every quarterback or player that touches the football that knows once the regular season comes that they're live bait, you know, and they're going to get hit, it's always good to kind of get that out of the way and some of that anxiety about, you know, how it feels because you haven't done it in a long time, you know, 7-8 months at minimum. So, no, it was, he wanted to be out there. I thought he handled the huddle really well, good tempo, you know, in and out of the huddle, and was efficient in the passing game and got us in the right run plays, and we were able to get down there and put some points on the board.
Jermaine on the left side of the line and Thayer on the right, what was the thinking?
Yeah, Colton, you know, Colton was one of the handful of guys. We had a handful of guys that obviously didn't play. We're just, you know, we try to make smart decisions about if there's guys that are banged up or nursing something or just kind of coming back, you know, or we just wanted to be careful with a couple people, which is what we were doing. We just felt like it wasn't the right thing to do. And so, you know, we just felt that giving those two guys an opportunity, they're competing at right tackle, and now they're father both in the game at the same time for basically the entirety of the first half. So just gave us a great opportunity to, evaluate those two guys. Jermaine has played on the left side before, played games for us last year on the left side. So wasn't a brand new thing for him, but he's practiced there some, and it's good to see those guys go out there and compete.
Josh, you made the decision to play Brian a lot, whereas you played Aiden a lot in those reps. I'm just curious about that decision.
You're talking about Brian today?
Yes, today.
Yeah, I didn't want to go through the whole preseason. We haven't quite decided how we're going to finish it next week in Dallas relative to the reps, but I think if you have guys that are competing in that situation and or going to be a backup, of some sort, just to get them an opportunity to get out there, run a huddle, run a handful of drives, run a two-minute drill, et cetera. So, that's what it was.
Obviously, Aiden opened up a lot of eyes against the 49ers. Were you curious to see how he was going to respond a second time out, and how pleased were you that it just... No big deal.
He goes
out there and plays well again.
Yeah. I'm very interested in watching all of our young players because, this is a great opportunity for all those guys in joint practices and in preseason games to really go out there and, compete, but also improve. A lot of these things that they're doing and or seeing, are the first time they're doing it. Trey Tucker, handful of things today. Same thing with Aiden, Chris Smith, Bernie. There's a number of guys that are out there doing things, and they're seeing things for the first time. So that game experience, the live reps against somebody that, you don't know what they're going to do. You're not sure exactly how that's going to go from snap to snap. It just, it's all positive for us in terms of getting those guys an opportunity to work and take repetition. So they'll either do the right thing or learn from the mistake.
That was the head coach Josh McDaniels right there speaking with the media following the game, and he mentioned Eddie a couple of the young guys getting their first action, and Trey Tucker getting an extended look. And I thought for the most part there was a couple of mistakes that Trey made, but it looked like he kind of bounced back from those, learned from the mistakes and moved on.
Yeah, and we heard from that on the television broadcast too. I think it was Matt Millen and Rich Gannon were saying, what you want to see from these young guys, you want it to be perfect. It's not going to be perfect.
Right.
So you want to see how they bounce back from those mistakes, whether it's some of the mental errors, whether it's just, I could have physically done this a little different here or there. So to your point, I think Trey and really the entire lot of young guys had a good showing this Saturday night at SoFi Stadium. And to Coach McDaniel's point, let's see what they can do next week against the Cowboys.
Right. And again, I want to give a lot of credit to Jermaine Illuminor, stepped in at that left tackle spot. And I thought that Thayer Munford did a really good job at the right tackle spot as well.
Yeah. And we talked about the offensive line as a whole, right? Mm-hmm. Where we had, no Dylan Parham tonight.
Right.
And so you have kind of that shifting, that changing, that, okay, what's the combination going to look like for this series kind of element? And I think to your point, they really did play well, especially in that first half. Jimmy had a lot of room to operate. Brian Hoyer, for the most part, also had a lot of room to operate. So we talk about the depth along that offensive line and how we see it every single year. You need to go 6, 7, 8 deep at that position. The Raiders are showing that early.
He's Eddie Pascal. I'm Q Myers. When we come back, we'll take your calls, plus we'll hear from the quarterback, 855-458-7894. That's 855-4-JUST-WIN. This is the Raiders postgame show. You're listening to the Las Vegas Raiders Radio Network.
Two receivers to the right as O'Connell is fading back, trying to step up in the pocket. Throwing to Tucker on the outside, who makes a great catch if he can hold on to that at the 45-yard line. He came out of that route, and the ball was delivered perfectly as he caught that 22-yard gain, and the Raiders race up to the line of scrimmage.
Great hands catch right there from Trey Tucker. The rookie gets a great hands catch, and he's a guy that they've been working with to catch the ball with his hands as opposed to with his body, and that was a perfect example of him doing it.
I mean, we were talking about it in the studio during the game. That's a big dog hands catch, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you just see the replay and the way that he is to go down. He's got to grip it. He's got to hold on to that thing for dear life.
Strength.
That is strength. And to Aiden O'Connell's credit, right, he put it where only Trey Tucker could get it.
Right.
No chance that the defender's going to get anywhere near that.
And he did that a lot of times throughout the course of the night. Put the ball right where it needed to be. But, man, Trey Tucker, what a catch right there. Again, a lot of times I don't think we realize how much strength it takes to catch a football, especially one in a position like that coming down. And he literally had to have it in his mitts, or else if it hit the ground, it was going to be incompletion. They went to the replay, and they confirmed it.
So. And we talked a little bit, Q, about kind of Aiden O'Connell's composure. composure, his savvy. Let's not forget on the back end of that play, he's going, let's get to the line of scrimmage. Right, let's go. Right, we got to go. It's time to cook because.
And, what rookie? You know,
exactly. That's not something that a dude that was in college 7 months ago kind of has that savvy. And obviously it worked out that the catch was confirmed. But I mean, credit to O'Connell for knowing, you know, situational football. Hey, I'm not 100% sure if my guy got it. Let's go and let's not even, you know, give the Rams a chance to.
No, he did not look again. And I've said this now 2 weeks in a row. He did not look like a fourth round pick. Did not look like a rookie at all. Just making his second start in the or not start, but second appearance in the NFL. He did a really good job this evening. This is the Raiders post game show. He's Eddie Pascal. I'm Q Myers. We want to hear from you. 855-458-7894. Let's go out to LA where the game played. Eddie, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What's up, Q? How we doing tonight, Raiders, baby? I mean, how exciting was that just to see the starting offense come out and score, run straight down the field and score? That was great. A little disappointing on the first defensive drive, you know, on the first offensive drive for the Rams. I felt like the defense got pushed around a little bit, especially on the run. On backups, that was a little concerning. But I think overall they turned around and made up for it. But, I mean, the star of today's game, AOC. I mean, the guy just the poise that he plays with, the command of the offense, and he's just learning. It's not like he's been in this offense for a while. I mean, the guy is just amazing in the way he's just controlling the offense, getting everybody in the spots they need to be, going through his progressions. I mean, I think it was the second drive right before that second touchdown to the tight end to the left side of the field, putting the ball to force the tight end to the first down. I mean, I couldn't stop. I was so excited to see that from a Raider quarterback. Haven't seen that in a long time. I'm a big Derek Carr fan, love him, but I never saw him do those type of things. And this is a rookie. This is a rookie that's fourth round pick. Okay, I don't know if the stats are correct, but I went through, me and myself went through it. He's got more touchdown drives, more passing yards than the top four quarterbacks combined that went in the first round. And this is a fourth round quarterback. We've been killing meat more than anybody else. Been killing McDaniels in this organization where they were going because of what happened last year. But you got to give credit where credit is due. I think the plan is playing out for itself. I think they got a solid quarterback in O'Connell, and he's putting what's more impressive is that he's putting these drives together, and he's putting these games back to back weeks. I mean, and the guy comes out. It's like he's just playing football. He doesn't get shy on the big moment, and he's on a big stage. I know it's preseason, but still, these guys, you know, they're used to playing in smaller schools. Now you're the league, you're in the show, and this guy's coming out and just balling. I mean, I haven't been this excited about our future in a very, very, very long time. I mean, what's our motto? Like the greatness in the Raiders is always in his future, and we got it with this quarterback. Raider Nation, stay up,
Eddie, thank you for the call. Appreciate you. And I'll say this. I've been cautioning myself and others that I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves and, you know, think that you have the next greatest quarterback to play in the history of the NFL. But so far, so good for Aiden O'Connell.
Yeah, I think Eddie, the other Eddie, because that was very confusing.
You like
where
that,
you're, you're tossing to Eddie, but
yeah,
it's the other Eddie.
Hey, that's what we do.
I think he brought up a great point, though. You know, he brought up a great point in the sense that, you know, you look at these rookie quarterbacks across the league, and this isn't a shot at any of the rookies. Aiden O'Connell, statistically speaking, has been the best rookie quarterback through two games,
right.
Pumped the brakes, but that does mean something.
It does. He's done a really good job with the opportunities he's had, and that's all that you can ask for, right? And I think a lot of Raider Nation, I know I didn't have any idea what to expect from him. Obviously, Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels brought him into the organization for a reason. We're not always going to know what it is or even think that we, you know, have the greatest idea of what it is or oh, this is a good pick or this isn't a good pick. You never know with the draft,
you
right?
You got to let the plan reveal itself, Q.
I mean, you really do. And again, through 2 weeks, like I said, so far, so good. We'll hear from Jimmy G when we come back. Right now, you're listening to the Las Vegas Raiders Radio Network.
Royce Freeman in, Rippon looking right, and he's brought down and sacked. Brought down and sacked on a big play by Adam Plant, the Bishop Gorman High School UNLV football player standout here, trying to make a name for himself here, a nine-yard loss on the play. Big play for the Raiders, explosive play, as we've seen a couple of players here show up strong and make big plays.
We're back on the Raiders post-game show talking about the Raiders' victory 34-17 over the Rams in preseason game number two. Raiders football is brought to you by Clean and Green Landscape, Luxury Landscaping, Sustainable Solutions. Visit cglv.com or call us at 702-480-1403 with Eddie Pascal. I'm Q Myers and want to get to some of the stats from the game. And the stats of the game are powered by Cox, proud partner of the Las Vegas Raiders. And Eddie, just taking a look at the quarterback situation. Jimmy G started things off 4 for 4, 39 yards. 18 yards was the long for his pass, 107.3 rating, and he got into the end zone on the first drive. Job well done for Jimmy G on the first and only drive.
Yeah, I mean, check. And we were discussing this back before we started recording, where you look at kind of the comparison between the quarterbacks tonight, and obviously, Aiden O'Connell gets a lot of run for the Silver and Black, and Stetson Bennett, same deal for the Rams. But the halftime stats for both of those guys, different, very different in different ways, and I think you saw the difference between one guy who's out there controlling the line of scrimmage, knows where he needs to go on offense, and then Stetson Bennett, not doing that for the Rams.
Friend of the show, Vic Tafer, had an opportunity to catch up with Jimmy G after the game. Here's that conversation.
Yeah, it felt good just to knock some of the rust off, get in the game flow with some of the guys. It's little things like that right now that we're trying to work on, and I thought the guys played well tonight.
The thought process of playing kind of felt like maybe on Thursday that's where we're heading. Were you cool with it and looking forward to it?
Yeah, I wanted to play. So I'm glad Josh, let the starters get out there and get a couple reps in. I thought the line played great. I thought guys were just operating at a fast pace, which is important in this offense. And I thought it was overall pretty good.
Friend of the show, Vinny Bonsignor, right there with Jimmy Garoppolo following the game. And Jimmy says all the right things. He's always going to say the right things, but he went out there and did the right thing as well.
Yeah, and we heard from him pregame talking to Rich Gannon, and Rich asked him straight up, and obviously this is recorded prior to the start of the game,
sure.
But he goes, do you want to play? And Jimmy kind of coyly was, yeah. And he said, but you know, it's good to get out there and break a sweat and all the things that you and I have talked about. But he said, I'm a routine guy. So to go through the night before a game, to go through the morning of a game, to go through my warm-up with the knowledge and the purpose that I'm going to go out there and play is probably more important than the four passes he threw this evening.
Right, and that's the thing with the preseason games. We talk about the joint practices and how they probably get more out of those than they even do the preseason games, but you can't do that. You can't do that walkthrough. You can't do that preparation. You can't get to, all right, I got to get to the stadium at this time. I got to get my pads on at this time. I got to start stretching at this time. I got to be out on the field at this time. Got to get back for this. You know what I mean? Like,
I think one thing that's really important about that too, Q, is that this was a road game, right? So the situation, the routine, the getting ready to go to a stadium is a lot different when you're not at home at Allegiant Stadium. So Jimmy had a chance to go through it last weekend at home, and now you have the chance to do it, like I said, with the purpose and the knowledge that you're going to play a little bit on the road.
Brian Hoyer, the backup quarterback, had 22 attempts, completed 12, 144 yards, an interception, and turned into a pick six. It was just one. He didn't see the linebacker, and the linebacker took it to the house. And then Aiden O'Connell, who we've talked about a lot, attempted 18 passes, 11 completions, 163 yards, and two TDs on the night. He looked really good. When we come back, you'll hear highlights from the game. Again, the Raiders' 34-17 victory over the Rams. You're listening to Raiders Football.
Tim Cates back inside the Silver and Black Studios. More with Q and Eddie coming up in just a couple minutes. Your phone calls as well as the Raiders get the win in Los Angeles over the Rams 34-17. Let's get you the Modelo highlights brought to you by Modelo, a reward for those with a fighting spirit. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Well, the Raiders first team offense, most of them, opening drive. Jimmy G leading them. 9 plays, 68 yards, 5 minutes off the clock. Jimmy G, perfect 4 for 4 on that opening drive, but he handed it off to get in the end zone.
This is Brandon Bolden, bulldozing his way through. Touchdown, Raiders!
That's an impressive first drive. Hats off to the offensive line.
Well, you ask what you want to see with your starters, and the answer is a 9-play drive that goes almost 70 yards, and they punch it in.
Jimmy Garoppolo is 4 for 4 for 39 yards on that drive. Brandon Bolden punching it in. A 7-yard touchdown run. Raiders were up 7-0. Daniel Carlson made it a 10-0 lead early in the second quarter. The Rams came back with a field goal and a pick six from Jake Hummel with 8:42 to go in the first half to tie things up at 10 apiece. But then back came the Raiders defense. Stetson Bennett, hey, this isn't Georgia anymore.
He has some time. Throws it to nobody.
This could be a walk-in.
Isaiah Coleman racing for a pick six.
Flag.
And there were things thrown from the stands as well. That's not good. But a 50-yard interception for Polamalu.
Isaiah Polamalu, 50-yard pick six. I don't know where Stetson Bennett was throwing that ball. Right to Polamalu for the 50-yard interception return. Extra point was good. 17-10 Raiders lead. Daniel Carlson, 30-yard field goal as time expired. The Raiders had an opportunity to get into the end zone, inside the red zone, the final minute. Seven plays, 70 yards downfield, but they have to settle for three. They're up 20-10 at the half. The second half, well, that belonged to Aiden O'Connell, who came out in the third quarter, marched the Raiders downfield, seven plays, 70 yards. Hooks up with Cam Sims for a 12-yard touchdown catch. Initially was not called a touchdown. They reviewed it. Touchdown. Extra point good. Raiders up 27-10. Stetson Bennett had to do it on his own with his legs, getting the Rams into the end zone with under 2 minutes to go third quarter to make it a 10-point Raiders lead, 27-17. The fourth quarter, Aiden O'Connell with a long 15-play, 75-yard drive, almost 7 minutes off the clock. It's the Sports Water Drive of the Game brought to you by Raiders Sports Water. Hydrate with a superior water beverage for fans with an active and healthy lifestyle. Show your Raider Nation pride and get your Raiders Sports Water today. Available at your favorite retailer. Aiden O'Connell went to the air.
Pocket holds to the end zone. What a catch! And he kept his feet down. Christian Wilkerson with the toe tap in the back of the end zone.
2-yard touchdown pass to Wilkerson. Extra point was good. Raiders up 34-17. They go on and win by that same final score. The out gained the Rams 440 to 224 yards total offense. Aiden O'Connell, 11 of 18, 163 yards and the two touchdowns. What a preseason he is having. Raiders win it 34-17. More with Q and Eddie coming up. I'm Tim Cates. You're listening to the Las Vegas Raiders Radio Network.
Back here on the post-game show, Raiders get the victory 34-17, week two of the preseason. Raiders over the Rams with Eddie Pascal and Q Myers. And Eddie, we spent a lot of time talking about the offense and what Aiden O'Connell was able to do, Jimmy G on the first drive was able to do. But I did want to focus on the defense as well. That's something that we've been talking about almost every day we're here at the facility during training camp. We've seen that defense continue to work and work and grind, and whether it's trying to get to the ball, punch the ball out, come up with an interception, just make more plays and really just fly around. I thought I saw a lot of different guys flying around. We didn't see the starters on defense for more than a series. But throughout the course of the game, the defense was flying around that field.
Yeah, and we talk about guys getting their hands on the football and being disruptive. I mean, let's just start here with Amik Robertson. Should have had another pick today. The Raiders had one pick six. Credit to Isaiah Polamalu for taking that one to the house. But Amik should have had another one. But I think that's, you know, even though he wasn't able to capitalize on that opportunity, the fact that he was in position to be disruptive on defense is a good sign for this Raiders defense. The Raiders have the one sack at the end of the game. David Agoha is the one who's able to take down the Rams quarterback. But to your point, guys flying around, guys being active around the football. And I think if you're a Raiders fan, the best part of this, the thing that makes you the most optimistic going into week one, is you know what Max Crosby's going to do.
Right.
You know that Chandler Jones has made himself a lot of money in the NFL getting after the quarterback, being disruptive.
Right.
It's guys on that next tier on the roster that are doing it.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the areas I've been pretty critical about on this Raiders defense is the linebacking core, because I just didn't know. I didn't know who was going to step up. But in today's game in particular, you saw Curtis Bolton.
Yes.
You saw Drake Thomas. You saw Amari Burney. I mean, you saw guys that aren't the usual suspects. Luke Masterson was out there. I thought he did a good job as well. But those guys that I mentioned first, you know, Drake Thomas and Curtis Bolton, who you know is a really good special teamer, he was flying around there defensively.
And just real quick, Robert Spillane in limited reps, right out there making his presence felt. But to your point, Drake Thomas leads the team with 10 tackles and a guy, one tackle for loss, a guy who was everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to some of our friends upstairs, and I said, again?
Right.
Thomas again?
Right.
And it just felt like really in that second half, give him credit. He was everywhere around the football and really, you know, making the coaches think about, hey, maybe where does this guy fit in on the 53?
You know, the funny thing is when I listen to broadcasts or when I watch a TV broadcast, in particular, I'm listening to EA talk about the corners. And I really respect what he says because, well, EA was a great corner.
Yeah, he knows what he's talking
about. Right? So I'm listening, I'm watching the TV broadcast, and I'm hearing Matt Millen brag about Drake Thomas and what he's doing. He's like, he just throws his body in there and he's all around. And
he plays a little nasty.
He plays with a little nasty, and he's not the biggest dude. He's not, you know, he's not the prototypical linebacker from back in the day, but you see he's got something there, and he just, he's very comfortable without there being that guy.
And I think they brought up a great point, on the broadcast as well, and they were talking about Thomas. He said, you know, he was asked to do a lot of things at NC State that your typical linebackers aren't necessarily asked to do. He was essentially forced to be an edge rusher, forced to be a defensive end for part of that season. And now he gets to go back to doing what he does best. So I think, one, my first thought is we hear all the time from head coach Josh McDaniels and Dave Ziegler about versatility. Well, this guy certainly brings that versatility. What will he do next week in the preseason finale remains to be seen. But he certainly made one heck of an impact tonight.
I'll tell you what, there's going to be a lot of tough decisions being made.
Oh, man.
Right? I mean, there's another preseason game, but I'm looking at the calendar, and I've been looking at the calendar almost every day in the month of August. August 29th is the day.
Well, this is when we start looking at, we start counting. We all start becoming mathematicians,
right?
How do we get to 53?
Right, exactly. And how many of these are going to be there? How many wide receivers are going to be there? That's a deep room. How many cornerbacks? That's a deep room. How many offensive linemen? That's a deep room. There's a lot of talent on this team. Dave Ziegler and company have done a really good job of loading this team up with talent to the point where when that 29th day comes around, they're going to have some tough decisions to make.
And put it this way, guys that don't make the Raiders this year are going to have NFL jobs 48 hours later. I promise you that.
Agreed. We want to hear from you. 855-4JUST-WIN, 855-458-7894. This is the Raiders postgame show. He's Eddie Pascal. I'm Q Myers. You're listening to the Las Vegas Raiders Radio Network. Thirty-four-17, the Raiders get the victory over the Rams. You're listening to the Raiders postgame show. Eddie Pascal and Q Myers. And Eddie, when you look at the game and you look at 2 weeks of action so far for the Silver and Black, it's kind of hard to wrap your finger around the fact that Aiden O'Connell has stole the show.
Yeah, I mean, we were in the break, we were looking at some stats, and this is pretty wild, Q. So there's been 38 quarterbacks so far in the NFL preseason that have made at least 20-plus attempts. Take a wild guess. You only get one guess, Q. Who has the highest quarterback rating of those 38 gentlemen?
Well, because Eddie in L.A. called us and told us he thought that it was Aiden O'Connell, I'm going to go with Eddie in L.A. and say
ding,
Aiden O'Connell.
Ding, ding, ding. Aiden O'Connell, 125.2. The rest of that list, Gardner Minshew, Drew Locke, Shane Buechele, and Nathan Rourke. But all the same, I mean, the fact that you look at a list, and look, we can all acknowledge that the starting quarterbacks are not on that list. Mm-hmm. But to be at the top of a list through two games of quarterback rating, and Gardner Minshew, a dude who's had actually a fair amount of success in this league, is number two on that list, you got to feel good if you're Aiden O'Connell and fans of the Silver and Black.
There was two things that stood out to me in this game, or two elements of this game that really, it just, like I said, I don't want to get too excited because it's preseason action, but just to make me feel like this team is headed in the right direction. Every time I saw Aiden O'Connell in the game, I felt confident that the Raiders were going to do something positive offensively. And when the ball was in the air and the Raiders' defense was out there, I felt like the secondary was going to make a play. Right? And that's too, well, especially with the secondary making a play, as the Raiders had six interceptions as a team last year. When that ball, whenever Stetson Bennett dropped back to pass, I always thought, somebody's going to make a play on this ball.
Yeah, and I mean, credit to the defensive line,
too.
Yeah, I mean, for making sure that he wasn't comfortable Saturday night at SoFi Stadium. I mean, he very much looked like a guy who was, you know, in the best ways, trying to figure out. He's a rookie, too, right? Mm-hmm. He's his second game into this as well. But the Raiders secondary flying around, active, disruptive, that's the word that we keep coming back to, Q. They were disruptive again. And it wasn't like they were disruptive for a series or a half. We are now talking about two games, and I know I've said this a million times, put it in big, bold letters. We're talking about two preseason games. But all the same, they have been active, they've been doing their thing, and if you're Patrick Graham, you have to feel like the pieces are starting to come together a little bit for you.
And that's what you want. You have to, if you're Patrick Graham, have those pieces come together. I mean, you know that you led a defense a season ago that you weren't happy with the outcome of it. And the Raiders, obviously, Dave Ziegler and company went out and made a very big effort to improve that defense, bringing in guys like Marcus Epps and Robert Spillane and Marcus Peters, and those are just the veterans, and then going out and drafting a, you know, a Byron Young, a Ja'Korian Bennett, obviously a Tyree Wilson. We haven't even talked about the big fella, right? I mean, he got in a little bit of action at training camp earlier this week, and it wasn't against the Rams, but just to see him out there, you know that that's another reinforcement that's coming. There's a lot of things to like about this Raiders defense, and I think that Raider Nation would agree that it's been a minute outside of Max Crosby that people have talked about the Raiders like that.
Yeah, I mean, you and I talked about this a bunch, where a year ago it felt like Max Crosby, and no disrespect to anyone else, it felt like Max Crosby and 11 guys.
Right.
Right. And,
exactly.
And I think that that's no shot at anyone else on the roster. It's just the reality of where Max was relative to the rest of the guys on the defense. And at this year, it does feel like, all right, we got some guys back there. You look at a guy like Marcus Peters, who's had a ton of success in the NFL,
right,
who has played in those big games, who has made himself a lot of money and had people have a lot of jerseys that say Peters on the back because he has made big plays in big moments. But I kind of want to steal a page from you because I was listening to your show, as you know I do, because I'm a big fan of Q Myers on Raider Nation Radio.
It happens.
But I think you said, and we were talking a few days ago, and you said that, okay, the fans are going to say, oh, it's just the preseason, blah, blah, blah. But you have to do it in the preseason if you're going to do it in the regular season.
Right.
Do you not want to see the Raiders defense balling out? Do you not want to see them being disruptive? No, that's exactly what you want to see. And through two games, that is what we've seen thus far.
They're coming away with the ball. They're they're rallying to the ball. They're sure tackling. Is there some areas to clean up still? Sure.
1,000%.
Right? I mean, it's preseason. It's two games in. But, again, the direction that it's going, it just feels really positive. It feels like that's an area, that's an element of the team that Raider Nation should get excited about.
And as we sit here on August 19th, that's how it should feel.
Right.
It should feel positive. It should feel like brimming with optimism. It should feel like, hey, we're taking a tangible step forward from we were 12 months ago. And check, check, and check for the silver and black.
No doubt about it. He's Eddie Pascal. I'm Q Myers. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up. You're listening to Raiders Football.
This looked good so far. He throws it away and it's picked off. Down the left side, the Raiders are going to have a home run touchdown. Raiders are going to score. Raider Nation unite. That's a 45-yard return. What a play for the silver and black.
Yes.
Isaiah comes up huge on that play, and the Raiders, with a monster touchdown, taking over this game.
What did Charles Woodson used to say, Eddie? See ball, get ball.
See ball, get ball.
See ball, that get easy. Ball. That's what the Raiders have done through two games. See ball, get ball. And that's something that we started to see a couple weeks ago in training camp. We started to see the Raiders make that extra effort to get their hands on the ball. And I know I was cautiously optimistic during training camp, during the practices, and said, okay, well, it's just against their own guys. They kind of know what's coming. And then they had a nice performance against the 49ers. And then they had a nice performance against the Rams. And we'll see what they do next week against the Cowboys. But, you know, that interception that we saw, Stetson Bennett threw it to him. I don't know, maybe me. I don't know. I mean, you know, it was not a good throw. But you have to make the play, right? How many times have we seen the ball in the air and then it bounce off a defender's hands and just drop to the ground?
You know what's so funny is you literally stole my exact thought. That's what I was going to say. Because I was going to say, look, when we were out there for those first handful of days of camp, and you see the secondary flying around, all right, pump the brakes, come on. The defense is always a little bit ahead at this point. Oh, okay, well, maybe now they're doing it against the Niners, but still, doing practices. Oh, they did it in a game. Okay, now they've done it in a second game. And I don't, you know, like I've said the entire postgame, Q, like I like to live in the world of the middle during preseason.
For sure.
But man, they're making you think, aren't they?
It's hard not to get excited. It really is. It's hard not to get excited.
And I don't want to rain on anyone's parade on August 19th.
Right.
Be excited.
Right.
Get fired up. To your point, it's been a minute since we've seen a Raider secondary flying around like this, being disruptive, getting their hands on football. I don't want to be the guy that says, oh, no, 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 no.
Right.
Enjoy the moment. Enjoy it.
And you know Amik Robertson is still...
Amik might not be enjoying it right now.
He's probably still beating himself up knowing he had a pick six. And you know why he put the ball on the ground? Because he knew he had a pick six, right? He was already thinking about...
Those eyes got big, man.
Yeah, he was thinking about getting to the end zone. And that's why you have to complete the catch first and then go. And that's why... Sometimes the simple play isn't really the simple play.
But on a serious note, though, this does provide a learning opportunity.
Absolutely.
Right? Because you know when they come in here tomorrow and they're looking at the film, that is a teachable moment.
Yep.
And you'd rather have that moment happen now on August 19th as opposed to week one against the
Bucs. You know, and there's other teachable moments like Trey Tucker. You know,
I'm 100%.
He let the ball go in the end zone and decided to bring it out. He should have just took a knee, right? And instead, he brought it out and put the Raiders in bad position. Brian Hoyer, in bad position, throws a pick six. All right, but... probably should have never been in that position because he should have taken a knee and took the ball at the 25. But there's that.
And it's a lot easier to make those corrections, and it's a lot more enjoyable to make those corrections when you're winning, even if it's a preseason game.
No doubt. No doubt. So they're on to Dallas, right? Next week, they're on to the Dallas Cowboys. Preseason will get wrapped up, and then they'll have the tough decision. I'm glad I'm not the one that has to make that call because there's a lot of battles right now, position battles going on with this team that's going to really get ratcheted up over the next week of practice and, of course, next week's game.
Yeah, the Raiders got 3 days of practice next week, and I can guarantee you, to your point, Q, those are going to be three intense days because there are guys that are on the bubble, guys that are fighting for their roster spot, and you don't think that they want to make a good impression over that last segment of practice and then lead into a game? 100% they do.
There's no doubt about it. So that's it for the Raiders postgame live. For JT the Brick, Lincoln Kennedy, Eric Allen, Eddie Pascal, I'm Q Myers. You've been listening to Las Vegas Raiders football on Compass Media Networks.
Thank you for listening to The Fifth Quarter, presented by Twitch. Make sure to download the Raiders mobile app, and we'll see you next week.
Karma Automotive, Forbes magazine's most anticipated luxury electric vehicle. Karma Automotive is a luxury EV brand designed and manufactured in California. Proud sponsor and official luxury vehicle of the Las Vegas Raiders. Charge the motion beyond EV. Karma Automotive.